We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The mental toughs of the group that's in that locker room. You know, we faced a lot of adversity tonight. Some of it created by us, you know. A lot of it created by Cincy, man. They came to play. You also got to acknowledge it was probably difficult for a lot of men to stay focused and play with their brother laid flat. That's an element of ball as well. Thankfully, the guys stayed on task, man, and were able to do the things necessary largely over the second half to march back and for that to be given credit. But make no mistake, man, this is a tough game, tough business, man. 5-0 is our brother. Thoughts and prayers out to him right now. We're just happy that he's getting the necessary medical attention that he deserves. And, you know, he got a lot of brothers in there that are thoughtful about him and, you know, wanted to honor that performance and for him.
Ron, I was in a fog after that Shazier play. I don't know how the Steelers did it. I wanted to turn the game off. It's like the entire first half of the game was a blur. And so for that reason, I commend this team. It's one of the best Steelers wins I've seen when you consider the circumstances. It's a testament, I think, to this group that they were able to rally and win.
Yeah, Andrew, it was. I mean, I was there, and it was just a remarkable game from start to finish. I love these people that say, you know, they've turned the game into flag football. You know, that's not like it used to be. There was some brutal hits in that game last night. Some dirty hits, or at least illegal hits in that game last night. Shazier was not hurt on a dirty play. He just kind of led with his head and made the tackle. And then just immediately, you know, went down, rolled over, grabbed his lower back, and, you know, had no movement apparently in his lower legs. By the time the game ended and the team was leaving last night, I mean, I talked to a couple guys. Ramon Foster said, and I don't know what he said on the morning show today, that they were told it was encouraging. He said, we weren't told much else. We were told it was encouraging. I see reports coming out now that he has some movement in his lower legs, and they're hoping it all comes back. So it doesn't sound like it's as bad as it could have been. But I'm with you. I don't know how either team plays the game when you see that. It just was awful. The Bengals were shook up by it. I saw Andy Dalton walk over to the cart when Shazier was taken off, and he, you know, kind of tapped him on the knees and just wished him well. And I don't know how you continue. But that's what these guys do. They play a brutal game. They know they could be next. Any one play can take out anyone. It might end your career, or it could even be more catastrophic than that. And I'm hopeful Shazier avoided the catastrophic category. And, you know, I don't care if he comes back and plays football this season. You just want him to be able to walk and play with his kids as he gets older. And it sounds like, you know, hopefully, you know, Mike Tomlin will have more of an update. We're going to talk to Ben Roethlisberger at 11 o'clock. Maybe he'll have a little bit of an update for us. But it was one of those games where, you know, the Bengals certainly helped. You know, they had, 13 penalties for 173 yards. And but to say that they lost it more than the Steelers won it, I think would be kind of insulting to the Steelers. They found a way to win the game. Good for them.
I've never been more emotionally thrown off by a game in my life, where I'm sitting on my couch watching, you know, this is my job, and I'm tempted to turn the TV off. You know, it hits very close to home for me. My brother-in-law had a spinal cord injury, so I'm going through those emotions when I see that. And, you know, just the social media reaction, it's like the game became secondary. And everybody who was watching was more, what became more important, the priority became Ryan Shazier and his health and his future. And so, you know, that's one thing about this game that we can talk about today is if people had a similar experience watching the game last night. How did it affect your interest in the game? What was it like for you watching that play at 412-928-9370? That's 412-928-9370.
Andrew, you talk about social media. I was kind of trying to keep an eye on that. The tweets that just came out in support of Shazier. You know, the Baltimore Ravens were one of the first to send one out. So were the Penguins. Then I saw guys from Plexico Burris, Jerome Bettis, D'Angelo Williams, Andrew McCutcheon, LeGarrette Blount. I mean, there were just a lot of them. Everybody offering their support to Shazier. I think a lot of people were touched by that, not just you and me. And a lot of people were touched by that because you never want to see anyone seriously hurt. Now, I know we'll talk about Antonio Brown enjoyed seeing Vontaze Burfict get hurt on the Juju Smith block last night.
He called it karma.
On more than one occasion, I sent out the little story about it. He said, what goes around comes around. He had a bleep him. He had it coming, that sort of stuff. I mean, because, you know, Burfict's taken him out in the past. He's taken out Le'Veon Bell. He's taken out Ben, at least in the playoff game for a little while. So Antonio seemed to enjoy that injury. But I think for the most part, players on both teams don't want to see guys get hurt. I even talked to Ben about it after the game. He goes, I don't want to see Burfict get hurt. He doesn't necessarily like him. He just doesn't want to see him get hurt. Doesn't want to see anyone get hurt like that. But I love that flag football stuff, man. It's one train wreck after another out there on the football field. It really is. It's a car crash every play.
I had a family member text me this morning and say that Juju Smith-Schuster was now officially his favorite Steeler. And I can just tell you that I did not have that same reaction. And I know the moral dilemma here with Burfict is, how do you feel when bad things happen to bad people? But I have to admit that the Shazier injury changed my reaction to the Burfict hit. I wasn't sitting there cheering the play or shouting he had it coming, because I didn't want to see another serious injury in the game. When the stretcher came out on the field, I felt sympathy. And I was hoping he was okay. Now, maybe Steelers fans this morning want to tell me that Vontaze Burfict doesn't deserve that kind of sympathy. But in the full context of the game, no matter how big of a villain or how despicable of a football player, I didn't want to see another guy leave on a stretcher. So
I'm with you on that. And, you know, Juju complicated it. I mean, it was a borderline dirty hit, unsuspecting guy, even though Burfict, I guess you can argue, was coming to make the tackle. But then he complicated it by standing over him and taunting him. And I think that's what Juju was more upset about. He apologized after the game. He said, that's not me. Tomlin apologized for him. And, you know, there is no place in the game for taunting like that. You know, we were very critical of Burfict when he ran across the field celebrating Le'Veon Bell's injury a few years ago. Well, what Juju did there was just as despicable in my mind.
I agree.
So, no, you don't want to see anyone.
Yeah, you know what, Ron?
And you know what, Andrew? I thought the worst hit of the game was Aloka on Brown on the tying touchdown.
I agree.
I mean, to me, it was an absolute headshot. I don't know how Antonio got up.
I don't know how he held on.
Let alone held on to the ball. That was more dirty than the Juju play. It was, Joe Mixon went down. I don't think it was a dirty play. He just got sandwiched between Vince Williams and Bud Dupree. But the Aloka play was by far, I thought, the worst hit in the game last night.
Yeah, I think that Smith-Schuster, I think Juju was trying to make a football play. I think he was trying to make a block, and he catches him high.
And he's known for that, Andrew. He's known for his physicality as a blocker.
He's cut.
That's one of, you know, and it's funny, our immediate reaction when he did it was, oh boy, Hines Ward was on this trip.
He would have loved it.
He was on the Steelers sideline. And it just brought back memories. Those were the kind of blocks that Hines made. And you don't see receivers do that very often. Now, I wish he hadn't have stood over him and taunted him. But that was a Hines Ward play, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
And he's known. He is known, Juju, for being a physical guy that loves the contact.
I just don't know how you celebrate a guy down on the turf like that after one of your own teammates had already suffered a very serious injury in the game. I didn't find anything heroic about what Juju did. Different time, different place. I probably feel different about it. But in that game, I wasn't cheering for Burfict meeting his maker or getting his comeuppance. What you said about Oloka, I think, is dead on. And it just reinforced to me, Ron, that the whole game just made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah, it was not. Some Steelers players said this after the game. I didn't think it was an advertisement for AFC North football. I thought it was really a public service announcement stressing the dangers of football. Is what
Gene
I thought.
Gene Collier
it was.
Wrote an excellent column in the PG about it, just saying, you know, how long, you know, we just watch these gladiators out there, and is it ever going to end?
Did you get that take? Did you have that
violence?
Sense?
Yeah, I did. You know, I probably didn't have it until the Aloka hit. I mean, I know Juju hit Burfict, and there were a couple other really hard hits in that game. But the Aloka play just blew me away. I mean, he went right at Brown's head, helmet to helmet. Again, I don't know how Antonio held on or got up. I really don't.
All right. We're going to take your phone calls here. This is a game where we want your reaction. The Steelers kick a last-second field goal. A very violent game. Ryan Shazier leaves the game on a stretcher. We'll continue to monitor his progress. The Steelers put out a statement after the game. Mike Tomlin's going to talk at noon. It looks like there's some encouraging news coming out of Cincinnati where he has some feeling in his lower extremities now, which is great. I know for me it was very hard to go back to just watching that game and caring about the outcome, and I wonder if people were able to do that last night. 412-928-9370. Also, your reaction to Juju Smith-Schuster's hit on Vontaze Burfict, how that made you feel, and the violent nature of the game in general. 412-928-9370. Ron is in Cincinnati, where he wrote about the game for the Post-Gazette last night. I'm in Pittsburgh. We're talking to you this morning. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's Cook and Pony.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.